The spoken word.
Now, more than ever, we need music!
Welcome to Heirloom Radio. My name is John Lovering, and I have a passion for old-time radio programming. And since you are listening, I assume you may share that passion. But if not, stay with this podcast for a while. It will grow on you. The Railroad Hour, sponsored by the Association of American Railroads, was a series that specialized in condensing musicals and operettas to shorter lengths, concentrating on those written before 1943. Singer-actor Gordon McRae, starred in scripts by Gene Holloway, Jerome Lawrence, and Robert Edwin Lee. Marvin Miller was the announcer. Warren Barker, at the age of 24, was appointed chief arranger for the Radio Hour, a position he held for 6 years. The show's musical director was Carmen Dragon. With its theme song, I've Been Working on the Railroad, the series began on October 4, 1948, on ABC as a 45-minute program. It was advertised as the world's greatest musical comedies. It was reduced to 30 minutes on April 25, 1949, continuing until September 26, 1949, and then it moved to NBC for a run from October 3, 1949 until June 21, 1954. On both networks, it aired Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Any listener who loves fine music or great old-time radio entertainment will find the Radio Hour one of the very best of its kind. The beautiful show melodies are well sung and enacted, and the first-class productions leave one wishing there was a show just like this on television nowadays. On this track is the January 17, 1949, the Radio Hour's adaptation of the operetta The Merry Widow, an operetta about the philandering prince who was asked to marry a rich widow for the sake of keeping the widow's considerable fortune in the country of Marsovia. Gordon McRae, Marvin Miller, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, Jeanette McDonald reprises her movie role, Alan Reed, Viola Vaughn, Tony Barrett, Parley Bear, Norman Luboff Choir, Ed Helwig, who adapted the Broadway play for radio. Those folks are all credited with this production. And now let's go to The Merry Widow, courtesy of the Railroad Hour on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And thank you for listening.
They'll know you've arrived when you drive up in the 1958 Edsel, the car that's truly new from nameplate to taillights. New from the front. New from the side. New from the rear. Only Edsel has the sleek, clean-line design that sets it apart from the look-alike cars. And it combines new looks with the newest V8 engines in the world, the big new Edsel 400 and the power-packed Edsel 475. It is unlikely you have ever driven a car with so much real, usable power as the Edsel. And with Edsel's exclusive Teletouch Drive, you drive more safely, more easily than you ever have before. Because both hands can stay at the wheel while the Edsel shifts electrically. There's even the added luxury of new Edsel air suspension that's just like riding on air, because you are. And remember, of all the medium-priced cars, car for car, across the board, the 1958 Edsel is the one that's new and the lowest price, too. So see your Edsel dealer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Franz Lehár operetta, The Merry Widow, starring Gordon McRae, and his two guests, Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another big musical hit is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads. The same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae. Mac Ray. Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May we invite you to Paris tonight, to the Paris of kings and princes, to the Paris of ballrooms and candlelight, vibrant with the music of Franz Lehár, to the Paris of the Merry Widow. The beautiful and glamorous Dorothy Kirsten will be the beautiful and glamorous Merry Widow, Madame Sonia. Jack Kirkwood plays Baron Popoff, and I shall be Prince Danilo, an attaché to the Marsovian Embassy in Paris.
Where is Prince Danilo?
That's Baron Popoff, the Marsovian ambassador, calling me.
Where is Prince Danilo?
You see, I'm absolutely indispensable to him.
Where is that no-good bum?
You see, I'm indispensable.
Probably wasting his time at that wretched nightclub, Maxime's. Messenger, go down to Maxime to see if you can locate Prince Danilo.
Well, if that's where they're going to look for me, maybe that's where I'd better be.
My native land is calling me to come and work from 1 to 3. Though as there isn't much to do, I only come at 2:30. Diplomacy exhausts a man, and I do all the work I can, but never ever get to bed until I paint this town quite red. With all my lovely Maxim girls, I give them cash instead of pearls. So all my blondes and brunettes say, come out with us tonight and play. We dash off to Maxine's, where fun and frolic beams. While all the girls I flatter, they laugh and kiss and chatter. Lo, lo, do, do, ju, ju. Clo, clo, ma, go, flu, flu. It really doesn't matter. I kiss the first at high.
And when the corks go pop, we dance and never stop.
The ladies smile so sweetly, I catch and kiss them neatly. Lo, lo, do, do, ju, ju. Clo, clo, ma, go, flu, flu. Till I forget completely my dear.
Why, Prince Danilo, I'm shocked. I must talk to you about affairs of state. Send these girls away.
Oh, Baron. Well, that's all, girls. Goodbye. Go, go, clo, clo. Shoo, shoo, fru, fru. Now, what seems to be the trouble, Baron?
Prince Danilo, our native land, Marsovia, is in its hour of greatest peril.
You mean we're at war?
Worse than that. We're broke. Prince, as you may know, the Marsovian government is supported entirely by income taxes from its citizens. But our country is very poor. Last year, there was only one citizen in Marsovia who had any income to tax.
Oh, yes, the banker. Mr. What's-his-name?
Well, it's no matter. He's dead anyway. But his widow was here in Paris making googly eyes at Frenchmen.
And the Frenchmen are making googly eyes right back?
At her and her 20 million. Now, if she marries a Frenchman, her fortune will no longer be taxable in Marsovia, and our poor dear native country will be
busted?
Roger. However, if the widow marries a Marsovian citizen, the 20 million will remain in our dear Marsovia, and everything will be, if you'll pardon the expression, hunky-dory.
Well, that pretty well covers the plot. What do you expect me to do?
Ooh, a little thing. Nothing, really.
What?
You got to put something in the pot, boy.
But how?
By marrying the rich widow. Is she beautiful? With $20 million, anybody is beautiful. And she's more merry than she is a widow. Besides, she sings like a bird. I'd marry her myself,
but you're married. Unfortunately.
You have no idea how unfortunately I'm married.
Can I meet this merry widow before I marry her?
Ooh, of course. She's guest of honor at an embassy party tonight. If we hurry back to the embassy at once, perhaps she'll even sing for us.
At a time.
Yeah, there she is. See how the Frenchmen throng about her.
I'll dance with all of you. The evening's young. Here, write your names on my dance program. But print your names clearly, for I like to know at least the names of all the men who proposed to me. I suppose you will all want to propose to me.
Oh, good Lord. What's the matter? That's Madame Sonia. I can't propose to her.
Why not?
Baron, I can't tell you. But there's a very good reason why I shouldn't marry Madame Sonia.
There's an even better reason why you should.
Very well. If you insist, I will sing for you. It's an old legend from my native land of Marsovia. There once was a villa, a wheat on the wood, oh,
Danilo, go and propose to her.
This is against my better judgment, Baron. But I'll do it for Marsovia.
Oh, it is such a charming city, this Paris. Danilo.
You remember my name, Madame Sonia?
I've tried to forget it.
Now, please, Sonia, let's not be harsh.
Harsh? After all, you left me waiting at the church.
But it wasn't my fault. It was my uncle's.
Your uncle thought I wasn't good enough for you. Anyhow, I am rich and a widow with everything I want.
Do you have love?
Luckily, I don't believe in love.
You believed in mine once.
Now, really, Prince Danilo, do you imagine we can pick up where you left me, at the church door? Now that I'm worth 20 million, do you think your uncle might approve of me?
Please, Sonia, try to forget the past. Waltz with me, the way you used to.
I'll have to see if your name is on my program.
The devil with your program.
Oh, come away, away, music is calling. With its magic charms and calling, through its ringing and singing, you lift your feet, follow the chime of the time of the waltz's beat. Oh, come away, away, music is playing. Linger not, vainly delaying. Take your partners while you may. Come dance away until the break of day.
Partner at the end of a waltz?
If I'm in love with her.
Oh, come now, Danilo. You're not in love with me. You're in love with my money.
Oh, you think I'm like all these Frenchmen who swarm about you, eh?
All men are alike.
I'll show you. May I have the next dance?
If you wish.
Good. I shall auction it off.
You wouldn't dare.
Gentlemen.
What's going on, Danilo?
Your attention, please. How many of you would like a dance with the Merry Widow? I have the next dance. Who will pay 10,000 francs for a dance with Madame Sonia? Not a single bid? Well, then, I shall have to dance with her myself.
It will be your last dance with me, Danilo.
Oh?
For I'm marrying a Frenchman.
I don't believe it.
Tomorrow I shall be the wife of Monsieur de Jolidan. He has proposed to me, and I've decided to accept him. Well, what do you have to say to that?
There's an old Marsovian song that says much more than I could say.
There once were two royal children who loved when the world was so young, but never were happy together. It's just as the poet has sung. The prince never told of his passion. For very good reason, no doubt. And so the princess was unhappy because he would never speak out.
And do you suppose I am sorry? I don't mean to cry. I shall not go on dreaming about you.
That's what the prince said, and not I.
And what will the princess be painted? They're married. I've finished with you. With that, the prince coolly departed.
And so will I.
Where are you going then?
Away from embassies and merry widows.
I'll go back to Maxine. I've done with lovers' dreams. The girls will laugh and greet me. They will not trick and cheat me. Lo, lo, do, do, zoo, zoo. Clo, co, ma, go, foo, foo. I'm going back to Maxine's. I've had enough of you.
Oh, he loves me. I'm sure of it now.
Return to the second act of The Merry Widow in just a moment. But first, let's listen to a familiar sound. We've all heard it before, I'm sure. But I wonder how many of us know what it means.
Say, that's the signal a locomotive engineer blows when his train is approaching railroad stations, junctions, and railroad crossings.
Why, Gordon McRae, go to the head of the class.
All right, Marvin. And now I'll ask you a question. I bet you can't tell me how much a locomotive costs.
Oh, can't I? The average costs of new locomotives range from slightly less than $100,000 for a switcher to more than $500,000 for a four-unit diesel-electric road locomotive.
All right, Marvin. Now, of course, you know which form of transportation is the safest.
Oh, everybody knows that. It's the railroads. On the basis of the railroad safety record during the past 10 years, a person could take an average journey of 100 miles every day for more than 22,000 years in complete safety.
Say, Marvin, you certainly do have railroad information at your fingertips.
Yes, Gordon, I think I can hold my own in any railroad discussion. But I'll admit I have been brushing up lately. And I'm getting my answers right out of the same handy book you're using for the questions. It's the new and revised edition of Quiz on Railroads and Railroading, just published by the Association of American Railroads. This colorful quiz book contains the interesting and fascinating story of the railroads. It's crammed with questions and answers and exciting photographs. Just about everything people want to know and should know about their railroads. All our listeners can obtain a copy of this highly informative quiz book without charge by sending their name and address to the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C., Let me repeat that address. Simply write the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. And now back to The Merry Widow, starring Gordon McRae and his two guests, Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood.
I might have known I'd find you in this low cabaret.
Oh, hello, Baron.
You certainly made a mess of things. I trust you with an important mission. To marry Madame Sonia and save the Marsovian treasury. And what happens? She's marrying a Frenchman tomorrow.
I'm sorry I failed you, Baron. But it's impossible to figure out a woman.
Oh, I know, I know. There's something wrong with all of them. When a man marries, he gets hooked with one that's either fat, homely, selfish, cruel, or expensive. Unless he waits.
And if he waits?
He gets hooked with a combination of all of them.
For the women,
for the women,
how to win them, that's an art I'm rather dim in, for there is no other way. Winning women, for the lovers, that's what nobody discovers,
not even an Edison.
You may study her ways as you can, but a woman's too much for a man. It is deeper than diving for pearls, courting girls, 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 girls. With her fair flaxen hair, eyes of blue, she's a long way to knowing for you. She is dark or she's fair, she may smile or may frown, never mind, you will get done brown.
Women, 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 women,
women. You may study her ways as you can, but the woman's too much for a man.
Women
is deeper than diving for pearls, courting girls, 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 girls. With her fair flaxen hair, eyes of blue, she's a long way to knowing for you. She is dark, for she's fair. She may smile or may frown. Never mind, you will get done wrong.
A most interesting observation, gentlemen.
Madam Sonia.
Well, what brings you to Maxine's?
I wonder, Baron Popoff, what you say about the women, does that apply to your wife?
My wife? Don't mention her hallowed name. She is the paragon of feminine virtue.
You trust her implicitly?
She never gives me a moment's worry.
Well, start worrying tonight. She just ran off with a Frenchman.
What? What Frenchman?
Monsieur de Jolidin.
He's the Frenchman you're supposed to marry tomorrow.
Oh, I just made that up.
If my wife has run off, then I am legally divorced.
Well, how's that?
Under Section 4 of the Marsovian Married Men's Protective Act. If your wife runs off with a Frenchman, you are legally divorced.
Divorced? How convenient.
And now that I am free, I have the honor, dear lady, to ask you for your hand.
In marriage?
How else? Will you marry me, Madam Sonia?
Before I accept, I must tell you one teensy-weensy thing.
Hmm.
If I marry again, I'd lose all of my property.
All your millions?
Down to the last mill.
Well, maybe I was a little hasty.
That's no way to put some money in the pot, boy. Is it true you lose all your money if you marry again?
Yes.
Why then?
Well?
Can't you guess what I want to say?
Why not say it, if you want to?
I love you.
And I love you. I've always loved you.
Darling.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to marry her without any money?
Of course.
The man's crazy.
But you understand, I lose my money because I shall give it all to my new husband.
The woman's crazy.
No, by gosh, they're all right. I'm the one who's crazy. Don't worry, Baron. At least the money remains in Marsovia, and the national treasury is saved.
Tell me you love me again, Danilo.
But not in words, darling. Let me tell you with our own waltz.
Says to you,
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood will be back in just a moment. The Merry Widow, with music by Franz Lehár and book and lyrics by Victor Leon, Leo Stein, and Adrian Rose, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the Association of American Railroads. That association has just published a new and revised edition of its interesting, informative booklet, Quiz on Railroads and Railroading. To get a copy without charge, just send your name and address to the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. That's the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. And now here again are Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood.
Thank you, Gordon. It was fun singing The Merry Widow with you.
Well, it was fun for me, too, Dorothy.
Well, it wasn't any fun for me.
Why not, Jack?
I just lost $20 million.
Well, cheer up, Jack. We'll get you transferred from the Marsovian Embassy to the Treasury Department.
That's the way to put some money in the pot, boy.
What's on the Railroad Hour next week, Gordon?
Well, we'll be wearing kilties and talking with a Scottish brogue, Dorothy. Well, we'll be bringing you Brigadoon with Jane Powell and Clark Dennis is guest.
We'll be listening. Good night.
Good night, Gordon.
Good night.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, goodbye.
The transcribed radio adaptation of The Merry Widow has been based on the original American production as produced by Henry W. Savage. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Dorothy Kirsten appeared through the courtesy of Lucky Strike Light Up Time, and Jack Kirkwood by arrangement with the Bob Hope Lever Brothers program. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now, keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
You're tuned for The Stars on NBC.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.